down in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match here. But at night, it's a different world. Go out and find a girl.
Memorial Day has come and gone, and it's officially summer now, though it certainly doesn't feel like it. As many of us know, summer can be both a challenge and a joy when you're in the city. We thought it would be great to hear from you about what you look forward to doing in New York in the summer. Do you like summer here? If not, what makes summer so challenging? The heat? The smells? And if you're a big fan of summer, like me, what do you like about it? Parks? Free theater? Barbecues? Do you have a favorite place to go? What are your recommendations? Call us now at 212-433-9692. You can also tweet us at WNYC Midday. And we'd like to hear from you about stuff to do with kids, stuff to do with loved ones. I have to say, you know, for my part, I moved to Flatbush a few years ago, and I moved there at the end of winter, and it was a very quiet block. And I thought, my goodness, I've moved to the quietest block in the city. And then Memorial Day rolled around and summer rolled around, and all the lovely Caribbean retirees that live on the block with me, they came back from their winter abodes in the Caribbean and they were throwing barbecues and having parties. And I realized this is the neighborhood I moved to. That is exactly when the neighborhood came alive. So I think seasons can play a big part in terms of the mood and the energy and the place that you live in. We'd love to hear what you think. How do you get to where you're going? Happen to Jitney? Where do you prefer to go? Upstate, Jersey Shore, beaches, or mountains? Is there a lesser-known beach that you like? If so, where? Have you noticed changes to your favorite beaches? Who comes? How busy? Open fire hydrants. Friend or foe? That's a very good one. And activities for kids, of course, as we mentioned, free activities throughout the city. So lots to hear about in terms of those that have tips on that front. 212-433-9692 or tweet us at WNYC Midday. So I think we have a caller. Let's go to Emily.
Hello, good afternoon.
Hey, Emily. What do you have for us?
Hello, I'm the Assistant Commissioner for Public Programs at New York City Parks, and I want to let everyone know that we have activities, free activities for families in all five boroughs that people can find out about at nyc.gov/parks.
Fantastic. So what are some of the activities you would highlight for us? What are some of your favorites?
Well, one of the best kept secrets in New York is that you can get, if you're 18 and under, you can get a free membership to one of our 36 recreation centers citywide. So those recreation centers have all sorts of opportunities, from our media labs that offer opportunities in technology, to swimming, to family events. It's a well-kept secret, and people should take more advantage of it.
Nice. And that's throughout the five boroughs, you said, yeah?
It's throughout the five boroughs, and that's year-round. But in the summertime, we really amp up what we offer. We have Movies Under the Stars at community parks citywide. So last year, believe it or not, we screened 481 movies.
Oh, my goodness.
In 227 parks.
Wow.
So we'd love to see some of your listeners there enjoying it. I mean, in all honesty, it's a really unique experience to enjoy a family favorite movie in your local park.
Yeah, absolutely. And so besides the movies, are there other activities that stand out for you that you would highlight?
Absolutely. Our Kids in Motion sites are available at lots of community parks citywide, over 100 citywide. We have dynamic staff that are stationed in those parks during the summer months, during the days. And if you go to the website, you can find out where there's one near you. They offer fitness and arts and crafts and kids activities, social opportunities. So families can bring their kids and hang out and have an opportunity to socialize and be out and about in their local playground.
That's fantastic. Give us again the website where everyone can find the information.
nyc.gov/parks. And there's lots of secrets, lots of environmental education opportunities, hikes, nooks, crannies of our parks that you've probably never seen before. Our urban park rangers and our recreation staff can take you there.
Hikes. We forget we have opportunities to hike in New York City. Thank you so much, Emily. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Callers, 212-433-9692, or tweet us at WNYC Midday. Let's go to Kaysen on the Upper East Side. Kaysen, you're on the air.
Hi, nice to talk to you. Yes, so I'm calling just to recommend, so I have a 17-month-old son, Alexander, and it's the first year that he's old enough to use the sprinklers and the different fountains and all the playgrounds, and there are so many great ones, and all my friends with kids have always said how some of their favorite memories are just running around at these playgrounds and getting wet, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Water plays a big part, right? Staying cool.
Yes, exactly. And then there's also Arthur Ross Terrace, which I notice a lot of people don't know about. It's right next to the Museum of Natural History, and it's also a very cool water park. It's got this kind of big open stone area, and there's just water cascading down it and coming out in these sort of chutes, and it's a great place to have a picnic, and they have tables, and it's just a public open space accessible through the Museum of Natural History. So we're definitely going to spend time there.
Fantastic. Thank you so much, Kaysen. Yeah, and the earlier comment, too, about trails reminds me of Inwood Park. I mean, such a huge expanse at the northern end of Manhattan that I think is highly underexplored. So certainly a place to go and let the city sort of disappear. Let's go to Ramona in Long Island. Ramona, you're on the air.
Yes, how are you?
Good.
The park lady forgot that there's also family camping. It is just fabulous. Not all the parks have it, but it starts, I think, Friday night till Sunday morning. They set up the tent for you. They have on Saturday night, we have like a little grill, and we roast marshmallows, made s'mores, and
fantastic.
They also have the parks department have a place that they take you fishing and kayaking, and also Riverside Park has free kayaking from May till October.
Fantastic.
My twins are 21, and I miss those days that we had because I took them everywhere because of the park rangers.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful.
Yeah. It's almost like, in the summertime, it's a chance for New Yorkers to discover those hidden gems and the ways we just don't think about this city. I mean, here we are talking about trails and camping and marshmallows and waterfalls. And so it's refreshing that way. Thank you so much. Let's go to Denise in Manhattan. Denise, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm casting my vote for Tara Beach, which is the roof. Before the advent of air conditioners, everyone hung out on the roof.
Right.
I've been doing it since the 70s. I live in small buildings in Manhattan, and I save 3 hours of travel, and I get no sand in my crevices, and I enjoy the fresh air.
Fresh.
There's a whole generation that has no idea what Tar Beach. Every time I ask someone under 40 what Tar Beach is, they have no idea what I'm talking about. But senior citizens, native New Yorkers know.
Well, I think you just enlightened a whole new generation. Tar Beach, there you go. Thank you so much.
Thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Listeners, we're at 212-433-9692, or you can tweet us at WNYC Midday. City parks have come up a lot. Sporting events, local minor league baseball. How about the Cyclones out in Coney Island? Basketball games, soccer games, soccer fields out in Red Hook. Missy in Jackson Heights, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hello there.
I'm calling to give Socrates Sculpture Park a plug out in Queens in Long Island City. I hadn't been there for a long time. My wife and I were just taking a nice bike ride over Memorial Day weekend. So that's another thing. You could do some nice waterfront biking to get through there. If you live in Astoria, you could go through there. You could come through Brooklyn, whatever. But we landed there, and there's so much going on for everybody. It seems like this tiny park, well, first of all, it has sculpture, outdoor sculpture,
right.
And a lot of it is interactive, so that's kind of fun. But it also has things that a lot of the bigger parks offer, like Shakespeare in the Park, concerts from jazz to opera. They've got free yoga, capoeira, if I'm pronouncing that right, Tai Chi.
Right.
But I was really struck that they also have, I guess being a sculpture park, they have art classes for kids that focus on sculpture. So I think that's really cool. And then they have farming workshops.
Farming?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I've now become convinced that summer is the time that New Yorkers become non-New Yorkers. We get out of our urban existence. This is fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not sure what that's about, but it sounds really cool. And you can also, I'm looking at the brochure too, you could also go kayaking and canoeing. So they really seem to have everything in this tiny little beautiful space.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for the call.
You're welcome.
We're taking your calls about how you're spending your summer in the city, sharing activities for kids and parents and adults. Give us a call, 212-433-9692. This is Midday on WNYC. We'll be right back after a break.
Summertime and the living. The cotton is high.
Listeners, we're talking summer in the city. What are your ideas and activities you do to get through the season? What about good rainy day activities in the summer? Museums, plays? How about ice cream trucks? Do you love them for their product or hate them for their never-ending tune? 212-433-9692 or tweet us at WNYC Midday. Let's go to Kathleen in Harlem. Kathleen, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Kathleen. I'm the creative innovation designer at the Dream Center Harlem, and we, in partnership with Classical Theater of Harlem, are in our fifth year of our performing arts intensive. It's called Harlem Teen Shakespeare, and it runs for 6 weeks. We're in Harlem on 119th between St. Nick and Adam Clayton Powell, and basically participants learn Shakespeare on their feet. They have talkbacks with cast and crew of Classical Theater of Harlem. They get to perform a green show on Marcus Garvey stage, and teens and kids will build their own show production from scratch as the finale, and it's ages 8 to 18 and it's completely free.
Fantastic. And do you guys have a website? Or?
Yeah, dreamcenterharlem.org. We actually only offer free programs, but this is one of our most beloved programs that comes back every summer.
Only free. Can't get mad at that. How long have you guys been doing this program?
This is our fifth year. This is our fifth year doing the program, and we're able to offer it for free with grants and donations from the city and our participants, so it's really great.
Fantastic. And do you know yet what shows you might be focusing in on in the workshops? Or
we don't know yet. No, we're not sure, but we know we're partnering with Classical Theater of Harlem, and they are doing Antigone, which is not Shakespeare,
right,
but it is classic, so they will be partnering with them and learning some of that, too, so they'll get some classic work in there as well.
Fantastic. I am convinced after seeing the mobile units work at the Public Theater that nothing makes Shakespeare more exciting than kids. They just
definitely
really have a way of bringing it to life, right? And seeing all the sort of fun in it.
And they enjoy it so much. They enjoy it so much. They love, you know, when we get to do sword fights and combat.
Yeah.
And, you know, once they really learn what we're discussing and get to really break down all of that, you know, iambic pentameter and stuff, they really enjoy all of the language and what we're doing. It's a wonderful program.
Puns. Adults love to roll their eyes at puns, but kids will always embrace the puns, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Thanks so much for calling in.
No problem. Thank you.
Let's go to Nick in Park Slope. Nick, you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
So
what do you have for us?
My wife and I have a 6-year-old. We live in Park Slope. So just locally, I mean, you know, obviously the Brick Art Celebrate Brooklyn over at the Prospect Park band shell is amazing. It's free. So we go to those concerts, you know, in the evenings, which is usually nice atmosphere in the night. And then they have the Lefrak, the really amazing Lefrak water fountains
right
there, which is free. It's really a terrific place to take children, you know, when it's really hot and humid in New York, as we know. So that's always fun. And then, you know, a quick, we also love to go to Jacob Riis, usually before noon, before the hipsters show up.
Right.
So we take our kid there, drive, you know, it's a short drive or train or bus right away, which is real nice. They did a real good job on the food court there. They redid all that. So that's really a terrific, nice local beach. You don't feel like you're in New York. And then out of town, we'll do, you know, we'll do Storm King, which is terrific. It's about an hour away to get outdoors to see some amazing art.
Yeah.
Yeah, so those things like that.
And I will second the Lefrak recommendation and highlight that they're adjacent to the sort of huge water pool that they have there in the fountain. There are shaded picnic tables and a cafeteria for the parents to cool off in and sort of observe their kids and enjoy a nice lunch or beer or something like that.
Yeah,
right?
They serve wine, exactly. So very good, yes.
And it is the advantage of being a parent, right? You do always beat the hipsters to the location because you're the ones that are there. We're there at 8 o'clock in the morning with our kids, right?
You know what I'm talking about, exactly. Especially Jacob Riis. I mean, you know, you get there at probably 8:39. You pay your $10 for parking, and then you know, you probably roll out of there at 12:30, 1 o'clock, and then everybody, you know, all the hipsters show up. But you know, you got the food guys going, and you know, getting warmed up, and then we're out of there.
Exactly.
So it's all good.
At that point, it's nap time. So
there you go. They're already sleeping on the car ride home, so you can't
exactly.
beat it.
Thanks so much, Nick. Appreciate it. Listeners, 212-433-9692 or tweet us at WNYC Midday. We have Delia in the Bronx. Delia, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Like the last, I'm from the Bronx. I'm a native New Yorker.
Yes.
And like the last caller was just saying, I agree with Jacob Riis Park has definitely been, I guess, invaded by the hipsters, but Orchard Beach in the Bronx is
right.
completely unknown.
It is, you're right.
I don't know about now, but it's very still very New York. They have so many, besides swimming and just cooling off in the summer, they have a lot of events, like a lot of dancing concerts and just performers. They have handball courts, basketball courts. It's a really nice beach, and it's not known as well. So it's good. There's a lot of native New Yorkers, and it's still very New York.
Yeah.
So Orchard Beach is really nice.
And the Bronx is so green altogether, yeah?
Super green. I'm actually from Brooklyn, and when I moved to the Bronx, I was pleasantly surprised. I couldn't believe how much green there was in the Bronx. There's Van Cortlandt Park, which is like one of the biggest parks in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I've recently done in the summer, and every time I take a summer vacation, I always stay in the city. It's my favorite place to be in the summer is just walking, just kind of getting lost in the city and focusing on actually the waterfront of the different boroughs. And just walking along the waterfront of these boroughs, you just encounter all these different neighborhoods and people, and it's an adventure in and of itself. And you're kind of cool because you're walking along the waterfront. So it's something new that I found, and it's just a really nice adventure. As a New Yorker, I'm actually like still learning about all these different places that I didn't know about, especially in the Bronx. Like if you walk along the South Bronx, like the river, the Bronx Kill, it's ridiculous how beautiful it is and the views that you get from there.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Delia. You know, I think that there is an important part of what was said there about discovery. I mean, the city is very emptied out during the summertime, and it is a chance to sort of feel a little bit more elbow room. Charlie in Staten Island, what do you have for us? Summertime.
I have a triple treat for you.
Nice.
Get adventurous, get on the ferry, but then come out to the Tibetan Museum of Art, located on Lighthouse Hill, 210 feet above sea level. And we have the oldest collection of Tibetan art in the West, visited by the Dalai Lama, who personally said it was the closest to Tibet he'd ever seen in the West.
Wow.
From there, go around the corner, and you'll see the only Frank Lloyd Wright house in New York State, New York City, of course. It was built in 1960. It's beautiful. My kid calls it a Japanese diner because it's very long and sleek. And then go meander down Lighthouse Hill, which has its own history during the British occupation, during the Revolutionary War, and you'll go to Richmond Town, which has 24 historic homes in a little village, including the oldest schoolhouse in America called the Voorlezer House, which means the reader house in
right.
Dutch. It's from the 1600s, and you'll have a complete day. and everyone loves Staten Island.
Charlie, I hate to put you on the spot, but I think you might have to start doing Staten Island tours, my friend. I mean, that's a whole itinerary you've just lined up for us.
Come on out. Eat our pizza, too. We have great pizza.
Thank you, Charlie. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
You know, and it's a good reminder, too, even just the ferry ride. I mean, those things in New York that are always there, those tourist attractions that we skip out on in our daily lives, the ferry's a good thing to do. It's just a good experience in and of itself. Let's go to Ani on the Upper West Side. Ani, you're on the air.
Hi, DW. Thank you. So I have the privilege of being the director of the Liberty Leads program at Bank Street College, and we're located at 610 West 112th Street. And so what we have for the summers, we have super engaging opportunities for students between the 5th and the 9th grade, and we're also free. We work with families and students to make sure that they're getting the academic support that the students need during the summer months. There's this thing called Summer Slide, which means that students on average could lose up to 2 months of academic achievement during the summer. So what we try to do is make sure that it's not just all academics. We try to really make it fun and engaging. We use the city as a classroom. Students go and learn about the city that they live in. And we work with students that are underserved. So a lot of our students stay in their neighborhood block or stay where their schools are. And so they don't venture out. So one of the things that we're doing for our eighth graders is we have this theme of having students understand that the city is not just their 4-square radius blocks, that there's so much more for them to experience. And I'm listening to all the callers, and I'm taking notes about all the things that we could have the students participate in. So
excellent.
We work with 5th through 9th grade kids. It's a free program, and we're looking for students. So this is a great opportunity for me to kind of put that plug in. So if you're a parent or you're an educator, if you're listening, give us a call at 212-875-4511, or you can visit us on our website. We're at www.bankstreet.edu/liberty-leads. But you can also give us a call. We're fully bilingual. My staff and I speak Spanish and English. So give us a call.
That's great. And so, are you guys fully staffed? Do you ever look for volunteers to help with the programming?
Absolutely. We're always looking for folks that are willing to give of their time. We've noticed that students, they just need that one adult that's willing to listen to them. And given the population that we're working with, a lot of our students don't have access, and not only access to resources, but access to people. So we're always looking for folks that are interested in partnering with us, with organizations. So, if anyone's interested, my direct line is 212-875-4506. Or you could look me up on the web and send me a quick email if folks are looking to volunteer or to partner. We're always looking. We've been doing this for 28 years, so we've been doing this quite a long time, and we really help students graduate from high school on time and get into college. So our idea is not just giving them the support on today, but making sure that they have the skills that they need to be able to thrive. And so and in order for us to do that, we need to partner, and we rely on volunteers and folks that know that this is good work.
Right. Thank you so much, Ani. And to Clint Watts's point earlier in the program about those 3 to 5 hours we've spent on social media, putting them towards something else. New Yorkers, surprise yourself. Take it as an opportunity this summer to volunteer in your city. Let's go to Damani in Brooklyn. Damani, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much. My name is Damani. I work with Truly Brooklyn. And so I'm a native New Yorker, Brooklynite, and there's a ton of things that are going on in the city that I really love, and I wanted to just share a few of them. The first thing I would say is in Coney Island, at the Coney Art Walls, there's a great event for kids, for adults 21 and over. It's called the Magic Carousel. And it is the outdoor party. We have a great time out there. It's every Sunday. There's also, if you wanted, there's this place called the Marion Street, Marion Hopkins Parks. And Marion Street Block Association has some great events that go on all throughout the summer. Great for the kids, great for families. They're very very kid-friendly, kid-oriented. But Truly Brooklyn puts these itineraries together for people that are visiting Brooklyn, either from overseas or from Manhattan or Staten Island, or if you're just around the corner and you want to find out. Our thing is, if you want to, you know, if you live in Park Slope and you want to check out the Brooklyn art scene, you can come to Truly Brooklyn, and we'll give you a monthly itinerary. You can sign up for it at trulybrooklyn.com/itinerary. If you're in Williamsburg, you definitely got to check out the Smorgasburg. If you're into motorcycles, there's this really great place called Jane Motorcycles, and they do runs, motorcycle runs, upstate and back, full days, about 100 miles, and it's really a great way to get out on the road with some fellow Brooklynites. You had some amazing callers. We're talking about the beach and the waterfront.
Yeah.
The waterfront is really underrated here
to
in
be
New York.
Sure.
And I recommend
thank
the
you
waterfront
so
for anyone
much.
In the summer.
Yeah, and we forget we're on an island in Manhattan, and the city is surrounded by water. Absolutely should be taking advantage of. Keep the conversation going on our Twitter feed at WNYC Midday. Thank you all for participating.